The MHSAA High School Basketball Playoffs are on 95.9 The Power Cow. Our live coverage of this basketball postseason is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Time Coffee, Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller's ChemDry, East Jackson Community Schools, Napoleon Schools, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton Schools, and Lomar Machine and Tool. Enjoy this broadcast of live high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com, or download our mobile app for free and listen there.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the East Jackson Trojans against the Napoleon Pirates, followed by the Hanover Horton Comets taking on the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks in the district quarterfinals at Hanover Horton High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action alongside Mark W. Daly here on 95.9 The Power Cow. Thanks for joining us this evening, as it seems like we just got going with regular season basketball,
right?
Just like a week ago, and then here we are already at districts.
Well, I love how tonight we've got less music and more b-ball here at Hanover Horton High School, right off of Moscow Road. So, yeah, doubleheader for the first round, and, you know, these are the teams that are just trying to make a little something-something out of what's left of their season here tonight in the first round. So it's do or die. It's win or go home tonight. It's exciting. It's basketball at its best.
Yeah, as we get underway in the East Jackson Schools pregame show for this first matchup, East Jackson and Napoleon, just over 10 minutes until game time here. Yeah. Napoleon coming in, pretty much had the whole hour to warm up. East Jackson literally rolled up 10 minutes ago.
They did, seriously. They changed quick. But no, when they walked in, I don't know if this is going to translate into anything tonight, but you and I were commenting when they walked in. Yeah, there was 15 minutes on the clock, if that. And,
yeah.
Yeah, they just – it didn't appear as if they were in a hurry.
No, yeah. They just kind of casually walked in. And even when we were setting up, we were like, I mean, it's just Napoleon out there, but East Jackson hasn't shown up yet. So we'll see if that plays – and if at least they're out there now warming up, so they at least get the normal, I guess, 15 minutes, if you will. But yeah, pretty interesting there. Napoleon, 9-13 overall on the season. East Jackson, 11-11. Both these teams actually beat each other. They split their matchups. East Jackson back in December, which we actually broadcast on WKHM, 44-40. East Jackson able to take down Napoleon. That was the first time in quite some time, I think over 10 years, that they actually beat Napoleon.
Well, Napoleon's usually been pretty stacked with athletes, but as you see in high school sports, yeah, there's always a little ebb and flow. You know, you kind of go up and you kind of go down depending on the year. And Napoleon just not having the success this year that they're used to.
Yeah, Napoleon, a really good, not only last season, but last three seasons. Mm-hmm. Napoleon losing a lot of key guys from their last three seasons. They went a combined 60-9. Now, that was basically all regular season success. Unfortunately, just never translated into the postseason, as they never made it past the district tournament. They lost to Michigan Center twice and Lumen Christie last year in the district tournament, just not able to, you know, make a deep postseason run despite just having these great regular season, you know, records, right? Just dominate, and then just unfortunately falling short. But
At the start of the season, they thought maybe they have, a little different look in the districts, because with Michigan Center going up a class now in Division II, here we are in Division III basketball with Center going up a class. You think, hey, maybe we can get out of the district. Nope, now you got Lumen. Right. Now you got Grass Lake. You know, it's still a tough district, even though you've got Michigan Center up playing with D2. This is still you look at all the districts, lay them out as you can see them on the MHSAA, and this one in Division 3 looks like one of the toughest in our area. It really does.
Yeah, because I mean, beyond this, the winner of this game going on to take on Lumen Christi. Of course, they've been very good all season, and they've played a very tough schedule in the good old Catholic League. And then on the other side for later this evening, Hanover Horton and Vandercook Lake. Winner of that game goes on take on Grass Lake, who has just one loss all season. They've pretty much dominated, just like Lumen Christi, dominated most of their competition. A couple games here and there, but still just absolutely tough. And Hanover Horton themselves, no slouch either. They've played close with some of those top-ranked teams that we mentioned.
There are only 8 losses on the season for Hanover Horton, so thank you very much. Appreciate it. There are only 8 losses on the season for the Hanover Horton squad. So, and you're talking about the rugged Cascades, where you have a lot of great teams. They just kind of knock each other off a little bit. But Hanover Horton, they're down a little bit from their glory days, but not down much. Not down much.
Not down much.
Eight losses, yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of Michigan Center, they actually dominate Michigan Center in that third place game we saw a couple weeks ago in the Cascades third place match. Just before the Cascades Championship, Grass Lake able to take that one against Columbia Central. As we're going to step aside here for just a couple of minutes, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Napoleon, a little bit about East Jackson for the East Jackson Schools pregame show ahead of our district first-round matchup here at Hanover Horton High School. We're back in 2 minutes here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the backseat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Just a couple minutes until tip-off here for our district first-round matchup between the Napoleon Pirates and the East Jackson Trojans here from Hanover Horton High School for this East Jackson Schools pregame show. East Jackson 11-11 on the season. Started the season a little bit rough, 5 losses in their first 7, but able to finish the second two-thirds of the season fairly strong, 9-6. Able to really turn their season around and really start to play a lot better as the season rolled along. And it all started with that first matchup against Napoleon, that 44-40 win that they had. Again, the first time in 10 years that they were able to beat Napoleon.
Doesn't matter how you start, it matters how you end. And if you have that type of, we've talked about this before, basketball's that streaky type of a game. So if you're able to kind of hit that stride, stay somewhat relatively consistent to the second half of the season, that could translate itself over to the postseason.
Yeah, and they specifically in that game that we remembered, that December win over Napoleon, played a lot of good defense in that one, really able to keep Tyler Nall in check, really limit his effectiveness scoring the ball, and they were able to just make the shots down the stretch, really running through some of their different guys, their scorers. Amari Padgett specifically, he was able to make a lot of different looks in that one, able to get those buckets. D'Angelo Alexander had a good scoring output in that one as well. So really got to get those guys going if they want to have a chance to move on. Again, winner of this game takes on Lumen Christi in the district semifinals. That one right back here at Hanover Horton on Wednesday. As getting able to finish their regular season on a high note, 72-65 win at Hillsdale on Thursday. They won four of their last five games. They've won their last three games. So East Jackson, I think this is going to be a pretty intriguing matchup. Obviously, we'll talk about Vandercook Lake and Hanover Horton when we get to that game.
Right.
But for this one, I think this is, we could have a pretty close matchup here.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah, exactly. They've been kind of like right around that same area in the Cascade standings. And, you know, that's what you hope for. When you get to the districts, you just want a good competitive game out here on the Hanover Horton Hardwoods. And with this first matchup, I feel like we're going to see that tonight. We're going to see a good fought, equally matched competition here between these two schools.
Yeah, trying to move on. Of course, they got a really tough Lumen team awaiting them in the next round.
Right.
But, you know, it's all about who's in front of you right now. And, you know, this one could really go either way based on what we saw earlier. As, again, both these teams split their matchups earlier this season.
They both are pretty close, too, right?
Well, the first one, 44-40. The next one, not so close, actually. Oh. Napoleon bounced back 56-20 in mine. But still, hey, third matchup, it's in the postseason. You know, you win, you move on, you lose, this is it. You know,
neutral ground.
Yep. And we mentioned East Jackson ending their season a little bit of a high note. Napoleon, actually, a little bit of a rough stretch there in the middle of the season, December and January. They lost 7 of 8. Since then, a little bit closer to 500, gone 4-6 to finish their regular season, finishing up with a 42-25 loss at Whitmore Lake on Thursday to finish their regular season. So it's going to be interesting here between these two teams. Again, Napoleon and East Jackson. Any final thoughts before we take our last time out here before the game?
Just looking forward to a great couple of games here to get us started with some district action. And see who's going to be the opportunity to advance to take on Lumen.
Yeah, it all starts right here. The playoffs start with this one from Hanover Horton High School, Napoleon Pirates, and the East Jackson Trojans. That'll do it for the East Jackson Schools pregame show. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off for you here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tip-off upon us here from Hanover Horton High School, East Jackson and Napoleon. It's going to be between D'Angelo Alexander, who actually wins out the jump ball, and against Tyler Nall. Alexander with the first possession now for the East Jackson Trojans, as East Jackson going from right to left on your radio dial. Saunders with a right hook in the lane. That one's off the mark, rebounded by Nall. Quickly going up the floor is Napoleon with their first possession, wearing their road green uniforms trimmed in white. East Jackson in their home white uniforms with blue numbers trimmed in gray. Napoleon moving the ball around the perimeter now on the baseline for McLean. Now back around the perimeter on the left wing. Pump fake, doesn't take the three. Now for Nall on the right wing, swinging it back around the perimeter. Three-pointer on the left. That one's just short for Owen. And East Jackson going the other way.
Set up.
Padgett on the right. Quick fire three, no. Quickly the other way for the Pirates. Nall on the left. Davis head fake now through the lane back outside. Three-pointer Owen. That one's too short. Padgett the other way.
Well, a couple times we see him try to take that deep shot. They're competing against that zone that East Jackson is putting up there on defense. And I don't know, they might have to try some more penetration, because those two deep shots just have not fallen for him yet.
Just into this first quarter, brought to you by Napoleon Schools. No score yet. Napoleon with the basketball as we move the ball around the perimeter with Tyler Nall. Now back into the corner, pump fake, step back, Owen the three. This time it rattles in, and Brenton Owen gets the Pirates on the board, 3-0.
Nice little head fake to get the defender off his feet. He takes the step forward, and like you said, the step back, and just drained it.
Mari Padgett has it on the left wing, driving through the lane, and he's going to get called on the offensive foul as he just bulldozed past Gavin Davis and sent him to the hardwood.
He kind of had that look like, what, who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the ref had a good call on it. But I like how they start off aggressive. That's the second time where they drove to the basket. Just haven't had a chance to connect on it yet.
Moving the ball around the perimeter for the Pirates, leading 3-0, 2 minutes into the first quarter. Floater on the baseline is off the glass and in. Nice score for Tyler Nall.
That 2-3 zone, what happened was they had the big man kind of back up against the East Jackson big man, moved him out of the way, and he was able to get that nice little floater up.
East Jackson still trying to get on the board. Alexander has it, fakes the handoff, now goes in the corner for Saunders. Pump fake, floater on the block, no. Rebound tip down to Nall.
Saunders doing a really good job of getting the defender off their feet and out of the way, driving to the basket. He's just missed his last two times driving.
Lid on the rim there for the Trojans as Napoleon leading 5-0. Jumper on the mid-range off the mark for Owen, and East Jackson another try down the floor. Now to the top of the key for Padgett. Gets the screen from Saunders. Jump stop through the lane, back in the corner. Alexander pulls up on the mid-range. That's too strong on the baseline. Another rebound for Nall.
And it's a little rainbow over it right to the hands of Nall.
Now coast-to-coast layup good on the right hand. Tyler Nall, couple quick scores, and that's going to lead to a East Jackson timeout.
Nice, sweet little move. Driving in the paint, kind of moved the ball in the air around the defender. Just kissed it off the glass. Nice little kiss for it to fall in.
Yeah, and it's 7-0 now for the Napoleon Pirates. And that leads us to our first timeout here. 4:59 to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You've got high school playoff basketball in the district tournament here on 95.9, the Power Cow.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
5 minutes to go in the first quarter. 7-0 lead for Napoleon over East Jackson in the Napoleon School's first quarter. East Jackson possession out of that timeout. Now for Alexander on the right baseline. Couple jab steps. Passes back out. Paget, quick fire three. That's too strong. Saunders offensive rebound. Goes back up with the left hook. That's off, and Nall gets the rebound. Two tries for East Jackson. Empty.
Saunders, yeah, he's got a big body in there, able to move those green jerseys out of the way to get his rebound.
Turnover by Napoleon on the other end. Now for Alexander through the lane. He is fouled, and D'Angelo Alexander going to shoot our first two Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws.
That was Tyler Nall getting his first foul on the night.
We talked about East Jackson, the slow offensive start. I mean, they really didn't give themselves a chance to warm up here.
No, they didn't get a chance to the rim. I mean, you got to take the whole place in. You know, you got to get used to it. And they're getting close to the rim, but they just haven't been able to make anything fall.
First free throw off. Second one good for Alexander. And that finally puts East Jackson on the board about midway through the first quarter. It's 7-1. Napoleon now as the Pirates have the ball. Nall up the floor for Davis. Now a handoff for McLean. Back around the perimeter on the right for Owen. Takes a couple dribbles. Goes back outside with Nall. Jab step. Now drives through the lane. Spin move up and under. Doesn't go up with it. Good defense by Alexander. Back through the lane for Owen. Stopped. Fall away on one leg. That one's a nice jumper.
Able to get it just a little, just below the free throw line, and nice little touch on that to get that in. East Jackson kind of switching up from that zone they were doing to man coverage down there.
9-1 lead for Napoleon. 3:41 to go in the first quarter. Saunders has it on the block for East Jackson. Goes back outside, fires the three. Jeremiah Williams, that's off the front iron and out. Rebound for Davis.
Not a white jersey anywhere in the area. All green jerseys there for the board.
And quick floater on the other end. Gavin Davis just dribbles to the left block and able to score on the floater.
Able to get access on the baseline. And, yeah, you got that cardinal rule is you don't give that up. Gave him access to the hoop.
Paget quickly the other end. Blocked out of bounds by Davis, and it'll stay with East Jackson.
Got that mid up in the air and swatted it away.
Great play on both sides so far for Napoleon, leading 11-1 just over 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Brought to you by Napoleon Schools. Three-pointer straight away. That one's up and in for Paget for the first official field goal for East Jackson.
Got the inbound pass and just went right up with it. Contested, too. Defender was in his face. Nice touch.
We'll see if that gets them going offensively as Napoleon moving the ball back around the perimeter. Able to get an open guy beneath the basket. Shot, no. Rebound, put back, no. Two good tries, couldn't score. The other end for Olivier, he's going to be fouled hard going to the basket. Now he's going to get a chance at the line with the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw.
That's going to be two on Tyler Nall. That's two on on what's been your number one player all season long, and he's got two fouls on him here early in this game.
Yeah, that could impact Napoleon offensively for the rest of this first quarter if they pull him as the first free throw short by Olivier.
Boy, I felt like it's turned into a golf tournament here with how quiet this gym got for these free throws.
like to thank some of our sponsors this evening, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee, Softwater, and Grimes Plumbing for making the night's coverage possible as both free throws off the mark for Olivier. Napoleon down low on the cut for Nall, backing down his man, and he's going to be blocked away by Olivier.
Yeah, nice getting that hand up in the air just as he's trying to get position for a shot and knocked it away. And they're going to try to make a little something happen here.
Padgett has it on the left now, giving it down low for Alexander, backing down his man. Fall away, Jay, on the baseline. That one's good over McLean.
Nice little touch with that little fadeaway. Don't really see that too much at this level, the fadeaways. They teach you to square up and go straight up, but able to get the angle away from this defender.
Even just backing the guy down, you don't really see a whole lot. So nice move there as Nall, three-pointer on the other end. That's short. East Jackson going up the floor, trailing Napoleon 11-6 inside 2 minutes to go in the first. Through the lane, Saunders, right corner three. That's off the heel. And another rebound for Nall as he's trying to muscle it away from Alexander. Alexander sneaking in for the jump ball. That was actually Williams forcing the jump.
Got his hands in there. Well, good, aggressive, scrappy kind of defense. Now, they don't have the arrow, but they'll have it for the next time it goes their way. But, you know, you're just disrupting them and preventing a fast break.
Yeah, nice hustle, just not letting him get that rebound easily as Nall does head to the bench. He's replaced by Lucas Conaway. Napoleon with the ball, leading by 5:90 seconds ago in the Napoleon School's first quarter. Top of the key for McLean, loses the dribble, but he's going to travel there. Yeah, he kind of lost the dribble, bounced too high, and got away from him.
Yeah, they'll call travel on that one all the time. If you don't have full possession of a ball, like if it's past you, you don't have full possession, they're not going to call travel. But he was dribbling, lost control of it, picked it up while it was in the air. They're going to call that.
East Jackson's starting to get going offensively. We'll see if they can finish the first quarter strong as Padgett swings it off to the right for Olivier. Back outside, Padgett, three, yes!
Well, they found their stroke. They found their spot at the three. That's two in a row from that same spot.
It was 11-1, now an 8-0 run for East Jackson. Makes it 11-9, 60 seconds left in the Napoleon School's first quarter. Driving on the baseline, stopped, fallaway shot, blocked again by Olivier, and he's going to get the rebound. And now a foul called against Napoleon.
Different East Jackson team after they called that timeout. They switched from zone to man, and coach just had a little talking to them. They've definitely come out with a little more aggression on defense, and they're taking better shots on offense.
Have a chance to tie or take the lead here. 45 seconds left in the first. Amari Padgett dribbles up to the right wing. Now down low for Saunders. Takes a dribble, goes up and underneath the basket, can't muscle it up and in. A little bit of an awkward angle.
He's able to get the position that he wants to on it. He had access to the hoop. He moved around the defender, but yeah, a little awkward of an angle. I mean, he's been down low a handful of times, just hasn't had a chance to get it to fall yet.
Brady McLean has it near half court for Napoleon. Final 20 seconds of the first quarter, leading East Jackson by two. As they'll try to hold here for the last shot. Brenton Owen has it against Padgett. Now handoff for Tyler Nall, who's back in after a quick break. Screen on the right from Service. Drives through the lane. Jump shot on the right elbow. That's left short. Final 3 seconds. Padgett up ahead for Alexander. Heave at midcourt. That one's just short. And that ends a back-and-forth defensive first quarter here from Hanover Horton High School. Napoleon on top of East Jackson, 11-9. Second quarter is next in 60 seconds. You've got district basketball right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in
in for our partners and all in for you.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
11-9 lead for Napoleon. Start of the second quarter over East Jackson, as the second quarter brought to you by East Jackson Schools. East Jackson not able to score on their first possession, as Napoleon now trying to rebuild their lead. They led by 10 early. Now on the backdoor cut, down low for Conaway. Gets it back into the corner for Owen. Pump fake, doesn't pull the three. Now dribbles back to the top of the key. Gives it back over for McLean. Through to the right elbow, back outside Conaway. Jab step, now up top for Nall. Through the lane, jump stop, floater. Evades the block, but he can't score, and it's rebounded by Saunders.
Yeah, Saunders just a big body down there. He's hard to move out of the way. He should be able to have his will as far as the boards go.
Ankle breaker for Padgett. Oh, he can't convert the three. Boy, he sent the defender to the floor on that crossover.
The defender was kind of looking like, hey, I think I got a shoulder.
Oh, that would have been a highlight right there as the three-pointer on the other end. That's wide right for McLean. Padgett, quick outlet for Alexander. Pull up at the free throw line. That's too strong. And another rebound for Nall. Oh, it was poked away. Picked up again by Padgett. Another chance for East Jackson. He's going to be fouled, splitting the defenders.
Yeah, this East Jackson team just got scrappy. That one's going to be on number 15. Nall was in the area, too. I was curious as to who that was going to get called on. But 15 kind of saves. That is Conaway. So it kind of saves Nall a little bit on that one.
Yeah, saves Nall from getting his third, as Saunders moving the ball around for East Jackson. Drive through the lane. Now Alexander reverse layup. Can't get it. Rebound put back. No for Olivier. And it's rebounded by Nall.
Hey, basketball is a game of streaks. They're getting the shots down low. They just cannot get them to fall.
Game has a very similar feel to it that the first match with these two teams had, as Alexander picks Nall's pocket, going the other way, stops the free throw line, pulls up on the jump shot. That's off to the left and rebounded down by Owen.
Looked like he was trying to drive, but just ran into a body that stopped his momentum, so he pulled it up for the quick J.
11-9 still the score, Napoleon. Pirate ball down low for Owen on the block, down low for Nall at the left elbow. Back outside Conaway, jab step, drives through the lane, and it's poked away again, but it's going to be picked up by the Pirates. Corner three, that's too strong by Owen, and again rebounded by Padgett.
When they've been trying to press and push the last few times, East Jackson taking their time now, just slowing it down, setting up their offense.
5.5 to go in the East Jackson School second quarter, as we got another miss by East Jackson. Both these teams scoreless for the first nearly 3 minutes of this second quarter.
Defensive contest we have here tonight.
East Jackson really settling in defensively and offensively. Now as the points starting to crank up their defense. Driving through the lane for Gavin Davis. Goes back outside for Owen. Through the lane. Now Conaway back in the corner. Owen, three-pointer. That one's short. Another Padgett rebound. One-handed outlet. That's intercepted by Gavin Davis, but he loses it out of bounds.
Good hustle down on this end to try to pick that pass off. Almost had it, just lost his feet, and he barrel rolled out of bounds.
Do a barrel roll. Not that he intended to, of course.
He did it.
A good effort there. Alexander bounce pass into the corner for Amari Padgett. Back around the perimeter. Armstead three. That's off the heel. That goes out of bounds in the other corner, and Napoleon going the other way.
And East Jackson set up to meet him at half court. Oh, they backed off of that. Looked like they're already set up a half court press.
Still doing good defensively here, both teams, for that matter, of course, in the second quarter. Still no score, still just 11-9, and we got a foul on the Trojans as Olivier trying to sneak in and rip that away.
Well, they've shown that they've got quick hands and quick feet on defense. Just couldn't squeeze in between the two green jerseys to get that pick.
Inbounding on the far sideline in front of the East Jackson bench. Into the backcourt for Tyler Nall. 4:25 to go in the East Jackson School's second quarter as we got a kicked ball here. The pass thrown off of the foot of Anthony Armstead.
Yeah, he was trying to get a cutting Nall towards the basket. And they let you do that in soccer, not here in basketball.
Napoleon Hanging on to it with Tyler Nall near half court. He's harassed by D'Angelo Alexander out there. Couple crossovers through the left. Takes the screen. Picks up the dribble and goes back up top with McLean. Back into the corner. Three-pointer Davis. That one's nothing but net. Finally opening up the second quarter scoring.
There was a double team over on the far side. They found the way over there to Davis. He was wide open. Able to drain that three.
Lead back up to five for Napoleon. East Jackson into the corner for Saunders, trying to answer with his own three. That's off the front iron, but another offensive rebound for the Trojans. Paget outside, back over for Armstead and for Paget, trying to restart the Trojan offense. Paget guiding his teammates there on the right side of the floor. Still dribbling with it, navigating this Pirate 2-3 zone. Back on the right side for Alexander, down low Saunders. Defense converges and commits the foul.
Making life difficult for Saunders on that one. He's been trying to, he's had lanes to the basket, just hasn't had anything fall. But they prevented him from getting there on this one. So,
Saunders inbounding on the right side of the basket, inbound to Olivier. Back to Saunders, outside for Alexander, drives through the lane, shuffles back outside to Paget, steps in for a mid-range two, too strong, and another Nall rebound.
Yeah, Saunders was wide open down there in that corner. Missed an opportunity there.
About 3 minutes to go in the East Jackson School's second quarter, 14-9 for Napoleon. Make it now 16-9 as we got a nice floater through the lane from Nall.
I see why Nall ends up being their biggest scorer on the season. He just goes in into traffic, tries to draw that foul, but just nice little soft touch up off the glass.
Yeah, just those nice long arms, has that nice leaping ability as well, as the mid-range J on the baseline can't get the friendly bounce for Olivier.
They're getting good looks. East Jackson's getting good looks. They're taking good shots. They're not able to fall for the Trojans.
And they went through similar cold spells in that December game at the home of the Pirates, where they went through spells where they were getting good looks. We got a steal. Olivier coast to coast, and he's going to jam it in on one hand. Boom, shakalaka.
Able to pick his pocket and just take it down the court. One-man show. The defender was able to stay with him. After he had his pocket picked, he was able to stay with him, but he just able to go up and over and slam it down.
Nice fast break that finally gives East Jackson their first score of the second quarter as we have a timeout here. 16-11 lead for Napoleon. 2:17 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
16-11. Napoleon over East Jackson. 2:17 to go in the second quarter. As we thank some more of our sponsors here making tonight's coverage possible. Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Wilby Transit Mix. Out of the timeout. Napoleon going the other way with it. Again, getting a little bit of offensive momentum as the quarter's rolling on. But again, East Jackson, they've been getting a lot of good looks.
And they're scrappy on defense. It's a scrappy defensive team for the Trojans.
Nall on the baseline. He's cut off by Saunders back outside for Davis. Through the lane, kicks it back to the corner for Owen. And it's going to be stripped out of bounds by Paget, but it'll stay with Napoleon. That's the scrappiness you mentioned.
In a play like that, you're not going to be able to get the ball back for yourself. You're just trying to disrupt what the offense is doing.
Inbound to point into the corner, back outside for Davis. Lobbing it down low for Owen, back and down to the defender. Back outside for Davis, takes an NBA three, in and out. Offensive rebound by Service, can't quite get it, and East Jackson the other way.
They didn't have the numbers for a fast break. They act like they wanted to do it, but they had four trailers on that one.
Olivier nearly loses the dribble, but he's able to shuffle it back off to Saunders. And now Paget has it near half court. Final 90 seconds of the East Jackson School second quarter. Dish to the near corner. Armstead three. That one's nothing but net for his first bucket off the bench.
Puts it up. Nice touch on the lefty there. Like you said, nothing but net.
That brings East Jackson within two again. Final 70 seconds of the first half. Owen has it up top for Napoleon. Back over for Tyler Nall on the left. Quick jab step now through the lane. Crosses over. Good defense there by Alexander. Shuffles it back to the corner for Davis. Drives through the lane. Now back to the other corner. Nearly a bad pass out of bounds, but picked up by Owen. Now he gets the handoff for Davis. 50 seconds to go in the first half. McLean going to restart the Napoleon offense. Hands it back off to Davis. Trying to run their playoff ball. Back to Nall on the left. Screen on the right from Service. Nall picks it up at the free throw line. Back to the far corner. Davis still gets a screen. Drives through the lane. Lost it. It's stolen away by Padgett. Outlet up ahead to Alexander. And he gets another jam on the one hand.
Little lighter jam on that one than this first time down. But this East Jackson, we saw in football, it's a fast team. They're a fast team. And if you get them out in space, they're going to outrun you.
That brings us to our final 10 seconds of the East Jackson School second quarter. Tied at 16. Napoleon moving it around the perimeter. Davis back outside. 5 seconds. Nall through the lane. And he's going to be fouled through the lane by D'Angelo Alexander.
Yeah, I'm not. Okay, yeah. He was trying to drive right there. Just on the left side of the key of the free throw line. And his progress was impeded. Let's put it that way.
Inbound attempted down low for Nall. It's stolen away. Full court heave, and that'll do it for the first half. They didn't start the clock, but that was definitely well over 2.3 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That was on the clock. So they're just going to call it the first half. So a very defensive battle, 16-16 tie.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll probably get into this a little bit more during the halftime show, but just we've got just a really different feel on both sides here. On the Napoleon side, it's like East Jackson just being scrappy enough to stop them from doing what they want to do. Down here on this side, East Jackson's getting the looks. They just can't get them to fall.
Yeah, going to be a pretty interesting second half as we step aside for a little bit as we talk about the Columbia Schools halftime show next, back in 2 minutes. It's a 16-16 tie in our district first-round matchup between East Jackson and Napoleon right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back here from Hanover Horton High School for our first game of the evening. East Jackson and Napoleon tied at 16. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly with you now at the Columbia Schools halftime show. And it's, you mentioned it a little bit going into that break, but just a little bit of a different feel for both teams. But the core of it all is just nice defense.
It's been good defense on both sides. East Jackson on our far end, they've just been scrappy. They've been preventing Napoleon from doing what they want to do. Napoleon's been able to find some open looks off of some double teams and whatnot. But, I mean, East Jackson is just getting in the way of the passes. They're poking their hands in there when they're on the dribble. They're trying to make those opportunities, just get a handle on a loose ball and then do a fast break, which they've had some success at here tonight.
Yeah, as we saw a couple of those jams from D'Angelo Alexander, yeah. if they get going, and it's clear, especially you see Padgett get some of those rebounds, he's looking for that outlet. So it's clear that this East Jackson team, they're trying to get those stops. They're trying to get out and run. And East Jackson, we talked about, they've been getting some good looks offensively even when they slow down in the half court, but just haven't been able to get some of them to fall. But you just kind of have that feeling, and this is what happened in their first matchup back in December. You had that feeling like it's a matter of time before they get going and they're able to get hot, able to make a late comeback, a late push in that one, able to get that win. This one's been close, and it kind of has that feeling that Napoleon, they need to make some adjustments defensively, play a little bit better defense on some of those looks, because East Jackson, if they keep getting some of these good looks, you have the feeling they can start falling and they can start to build a lead of their own.
It's once you get that hot hand in basketball, well, hey, we just saw it with the Michigan-Michigan State game. Michigan State got that hot hand. You know, those threes just started to fall left and right. And if East Jackson, if they find that stroke, they're going to be hard to stop tonight, because they are getting the looks down low. They're getting the looks out deep. They're just not falling for them right now.
Yeah, and the Napoleon as well, we've noticed with them, very jump shot oriented team. And this is, again, that's very similar. I keep mentioning that December game, but that is pretty much the same type of game that we're seeing right here, is that Napoleon, it's clear they're trying to get those 3-point shots. That's their first priority. And East Jackson has been doing a good job of really disrupting that flow, forcing them to go inside a little bit. They're not as comfortable inside. They have been able to get some good looks down there with Tyler Nall, but as long as they keep him out of the paint, it's just been pretty tough for Napoleon to get any of those shots if it's not on the perimeter.
They're preventing their point guard from starting, you know, from doing what he wants to do, from setting up the offense and getting those first initial passes. Those first initial passes, when they set up their offense, every one of them is, well, you know, that's an exaggeration, obviously, but they've really have been disrupting their offense right from the start. Napoleon just hasn't been able to find their rhythm.
Yeah, and then I'm going to see. Really interesting to see what adjustments both these teams make at halftime. And, of course, we speculated early on, East Jackson, they showed up very late to this game, you know, only about, you know, 15, 20 minutes before tip-off. They were just getting to the gym, and we speculated, sports took them about, you know, 3-4 minutes before they even scored their first points. We were like, okay, you know, off to a slow start. But I've been really impressed with how East Jackson's been able to settle into this game. Now, with how they looked in that second quarter, you would have had no idea that they showed up, you know, so close to tip-off.
They were down double digits, had, what, 0 or 1 point on the board at that point. Their coach called a timeout. Ever since then, it's been a little bit different. They were scrappier on defense. They started to get a little bit more looks on offense. So the coach called that timeout when he saw that Napoleon was starting to run away with it, settled his team down, got their mindset right, and got them back in this game.
Goes through some of the point totals here for both these teams. For Napoleon, leading scorer is Tyler Nall with 6 points. We've also got 5 each from Gavin Davis and Brenton Owen. Meanwhile, for East Jackson, leading scorer is Amari Padgett with 6 points. We got 5 from D'Angelo Alexander, as well as a couple of jams. 4 points from Anthony Armstead and 2 points from KJ Olivier. And you can't understate the effort there from Jake Saunders. Of course, no points, but he's gotten a lot of rebounds, and he's getting some good looks underneath the basket as well.
Yeah, he is. Saunders is getting a lot. And that's just him. Moving without the ball, moving with the ball, and, you know, his big body obviously getting him some position down low too. Again, just cannot get those to fall.
Yeah. We'll see if they can.
I'm just, if they were, I don't know what the stats are right now, but I'm guessing if they were about 50% right now, they'd be running away with this game.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, without the looks that they've gotten. So we see, interesting to see what happens in the second half, which that'll do it for the Columbia Schools Halftime Report. 16-16 tie, East Jackson and Napoleon. We'll come back in 2 minutes, and we'll have the live coverage of the second half for you here on the district tournament coverage right here on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
To high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
16-16 for the third quarter of our boys' district first round action between East Jackson and Napoleon. Start of the East Jackson School's third quarter. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly here from Hanover Horton High School. Napoleon with the first possession going from right to left on your radio dial. As Davis has it, kicks it outside to Owen, drives through the lane, layup on the right hand. That's off the mark, and an offensive rebound over the back by Jaden Service.
Yeah, he tried to get over that big body of Saunders and just couldn't quite make it happen. Got a little bit, a little elbow to the back of the head action.
Now East Jackson going up the floor, trying to get their first lead of the game. As we mentioned earlier, they started out trailing 11-1 as Padgett turns it over, trying to dish it to the other corner through the lane. Napoleon, coast to coast, Nall, layup on the left hand. No, but he is fouled, and he'll get a trip to the line.
Yeah, it took a little bit contact to his right temple. But, you know, doing what he's been doing pretty much all game, just trying to find a lane to the basket. If he's able to get a shot off, great. But he is also trying to draw the foul, get himself to the free throw line.
Nall, of course, most points in the team tonight, 6 points for these Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throws. These are actually the first free throws of the game for Napoleon as he gets the first one to fall. Now with 7 points, gives Napoleon another one-point lead. Second free throw up and second free throw in.
Nice touch in the free throw line. I feel like he gets a lot of his business done there.
Yeah, just that nice scoring ability, just a nice shot. East Jackson through the lane, Saunders. He's going to be rejected away by Service. Napoleon running the floor, quickly underneath the basket, back outside, three-pointer Owen. Yes!
Must be this end of the court is where the fast breaks happen. Out, is it on a slant? Yeah. Is it downhill this way? I don't know. But, yeah, they're able to fast break, and then, before it goes out of bounds, find him open for the three.
Padgett down low, blocked out of bounds by McLean, and it'll stay with East Jackson. Quick 5-0 run for Napoleon just into the third quarter. 21-16 lead. Padgett fires a three straight away. That's too strong. Rebound tipped away, and it comes down to the Pirates. Nall brings it up the floor himself for Napoleon. Back into the corner for Davis and outside for McLean. Drives to the elbow. Back outside for Owen. Pump fake. Now going to work inside the lane. Back outside Davis. Drives through to the elbow. Back to the perimeter. Back up top. Nall, wide open three. And he bags another one.
They just kept picking away at the paint until the defense forgot about the three-point line, found Nall wide open, and he's able to drain it uncontested.
And here we go. You said it must be this side of the floor, and Napoleon's starting to get hot. 24-16, 8-0 in this third quarter as Padgett's still not able to score on the other end. Nall down low for service, scores over Saunders.
Great job. He got the possession well underneath the basket, but was mindful of where his feet were and which one to be the pivot. He just pivoted the right way to give himself position up and in.
10-0 run for Napoleon in the first 2 minutes of the third. Leads us to an East Jackson timeout. We're back in 60 seconds here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
10-0 run for Napoleon to start the third quarter, leading now 26-16 from Hanover Horton High School. East Jackson out of the timeout, trying to respond. Back around the perimeter, Saunders in the corner, back outside for Williams. Picks it up back outside, Alexander splits the defense, layup right hand, left side too strong, and he loses the rebound out of bounds, Napoleon the other way.
He was able to find a little gap in that 2-1-2 zone. They're not in a 2-3 right now because they're bringing that big man up to the middle. He's playing to the top of the key, to the middle of the key.
And now full court pressure from the Trojans, able to get a turnover against Napoleon. So we'll see if they adjust to that to try to get some of those stops to try to disrupt Napoleon in the second half. Third quarter brought to you by East Jackson Schools as East Jackson through the lane. Alexander pass deflected away. Nall, it's poked away, and it goes right to Williams. Kept by East Jackson. Williams through the lane. Floater and the foul, and add one opportunity.
Nice little jump stop to get himself a nice shooting lane down low. Draws the contact. Well, like I said, that happens. When you get beat, that's when you foul.
Now a trip to the line. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw, and that one's good. Williams completing the three-point play. That starts the scoring for East Jackson, trailing now by 7. 5 minutes to go in the third. Through the lane, Owen trapped. Back outside for Nall, and then into the corner for Davis. Swings it back outside. Pump fake for Owen. Double teamed on the zone. Back outside from Nall. 3-2 zone here for East Jackson. Trying to get some more deflections. Force some more stops. Back to the near side corner for McLean and around the perimeter. Nall trying to get it down low. Doesn't get it. Now down low, wide open. McLean, and he's able to score. He got loose somehow.
Well, they kept throwing, kind of like the opposite of what happened earlier. They just kept throwing it around the horn. They forgot about him back here on the backside. Defense, it all shifted that way. They do it across court, find him down low, up and in for the easy basket.
And a turnover here. Alexander got it at the free throw line, poked away. Stolen for the Pirates. 9-point lead, trying to grow that even further here in the third quarter with 4 minutes left. Back outside for Davis into the near corner. Swing it back outside for Owen. Pass fake inside and able to get it to Nall at the elbow. Back on the left side, Davis three. Yes!
Again, they're able just to make the passes around the horn. Find them wide open. Pass is going to get there faster than a defender can. To get it over to him quickly, just nails that three.
Largely the game for the Pirates, 31-19. 3:20 left in the third as we got a floater on the baseline in for KJ Olivier.
It just feels like East Jackson has to work harder for their baskets right now.
Napoleon definitely coming out with some of those adjustments like we mentioned on both sides of the floor. Doing them well. Leading by 10 again. Corner three up and in, this time from Brady McLean.
The defense is forgetting about Brady McLean. He had that quick little garbage one down there earlier where there was nobody on him. Found himself out here in the corner. Nobody on him.
Now a 13-point lead as Padgett able to answer on the other end on the right wing, able to get another three.
Now it feels like East Jackson's finally finding their stroke.
That's kind of what we saw in the first half. To point out to a quick start, East Jackson slowly getting back into it once they get going offensively. We'll see if that happens here again in the second half. The point at the free throw line for McLean. Back outside for Nall, through the lane, spins. Back to the corner, intercepted by Olivier and stolen right back. Through the lane, layup off for McLean, and he's able to chase it back to the corner. The point able to slow down their offense here. With Nall near half court, guarded by Alexander. 2:05 to go in the East Jackson School's third quarter. Through the lane, spin, Owen, fallaway shot, blocked by Olivier.
Yeah, that was a tough task to go up there against those two white jerseys to get the basket. Made it real hard for him.
Padgett to the top, takes a screen to the right now. And trying to slow things down here, he's guarded by Gavin Davis. Saunders coming in, able to get it to him on the baseline. Jab step, pump fake. Back outside Padgett. Quick fire three. That's off right. Offensive rebound for Alexander. Down low for Padgett, who was left wide open initially, and he's going to be fouled hard by Service, and he gets a trip to the line.
Yeah, Service came in with arms a-flailing, and just that's what you call a hack. And it was a hack. It was all arm, no ball.
Smart foul as well to stop the wide-open score as Amari Padgett makes the first of two at the line for these Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. I'd like to give another shout to some more of our sponsors here. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, and Bailey Excavating. Second free throw left short, but another offensive rebound for Alexander. Fall away, Jay, is good.
There's no reason to give up an offensive board off of a free throw.
Yeah, no excuses.
You got to get that body on him. You've got position as a defender there.
7-point lead for Napoleon. 1:10 to go in the third quarter. Now Napoleon needs to talk things over.
Well, I mean, they were about ready to run away with this game. And East Jackson, I don't know what type of magic that coach has on those timeouts. He's bringing something, and it's a different team for the Trojans once they come out of those timeouts.
We'll see what both things cook up here after this timeout. 37-20, make it 34-27, Napoleon over East Jackson. We're back in 30 seconds here on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
The point able to lead by as many as 13, but East Jackson able to go a little bit of a run themselves now, trailing by just 7. 1:11 to go here in the East Jackson School's third quarter. Napoleon lobbing it into the backcourt for Nall out of the timeout. Met by Alexander, picks up the dribble, now swings it down low for Owen. Jump shot good over Padgett.
Able to get that cut from the far side. Again, defense not able to shift. He gets the ball down low, wide open.
They're going to call a foul as well Is that an offensive foul, perhaps, on Napoleon? Trying to chat things over with the scores table there with the officials.
It's on Nolan.
Oh. So we got Owen on a foul, and KJ Olivier. Did he get a foul as well? A double foul. Okay, so they will still count. Oh, so it was just a foul on Olivier, but they're going to say off ball. Okay, they're moving the players now. They're going to keep it with Napoleon, but they still counted the shot. I am confused.
I don't know.
They should have given the free throw at that as Nall gets it down low, and now we got a foul committed by Alexander. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
The only thing I think of is the fouls happened after the ball was through the hoop and counted.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, but Napoleon here leading by 9, 57 seconds left in the third. Bounce pass down low for Nall, blocked away from behind by Alexander.
Boy, he just got up in the air and swatted that one away.
Ricocheting off the backboard as we got a lazy pass intercepted by Owen. Napoleon the other way. Back outside. Nall gets it in the corner. Now back to the top of the key for Owen. 35 seconds left in the third. Napoleon trying to take another double-digit lead as they have another turnover. Alexander picks his pocket again. Eurostep layup, left hand, no. Another rebound by Davis. Final 20 seconds here, the third. Napoleon trying to settle it down for one shot. Brent Nolan guarded by Alexander.
Better get a chain for your wallet. There's a lot of pockets being picked tonight.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah, East Jackson doing a good job of just poking those away. Napoleon through the lane. Nall, fall away, jump shot. That's too short. Final 1 second. Full court heave by Padgett. That one's short. And that'll do it for the East Jackson Schools third quarter. Napoleon leading 36-27 over East Jackson going into the fourth and final quarter of our district first-round matchup here from Hanover Horton High School. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ilya Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Bailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Bailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Fourth and final quarter, 36-27. Napoleon over East Jackson. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly here from Hanover Horton High School as Amari Padgett opening the fourth quarter scoring with a quick three for the Trojans.
Good ball movement until they found the open guy to drain the three.
Now bringing some full court pressure as Napoleon able to beat the press, but then Armstead sneaks in from behind to poke it away from Owen, but out of bounds, it'll stay with Napoleon.
Yeah, he had no idea where that ball was going. He was dribbling it. All of a sudden, he was just dribbling air.
Another pocket picked right there, but that time, unfortunately, not able to secure the steal. As we got another steal, Olivier in the open floor gets it on the low block, able to, no, get... Got the miss on the low block, and then Padgett on the offensive rebound loses it out of bounds. They're going to say his last touch by Napoleon. Wow. I think he just lost it.
Well, we have a pretty good vantage point from up here, but the man in the striped jersey was right there on it.
Olivier in the corner, three-pointer wide open off the mark. And then we got a foul on the rebound by D'Angelo Alexander, his fourth.
Got to be. I mean, here you are in the fourth, and one of the guys who's been on the floor most of the night is being taken off because of foul trouble. That's going to change the dynamics of the game a bit.
Jeremiah Williams replacing him for the Trojans as Napoleon up the floor with Tyler Nall leading by 6 over East Jackson. Now off to the left for Owen. Quick handoff for McLean. Back around the perimeter. Davis on the right. Back to the top of the key for Nall. Harassed by Padgett there. Trying to dribble past him to the left. Back into the corner. Owen, 3. Short. Rebound Armstead.
Nice look. I mean, he was open. He was open. They were being patient, trying to find the right look. Just couldn't get to fall.
East Jackson trailing by 6 with the ball. And a 3-pointer on the left. Blocked. Armstead thought he had the look, but pass ticked away out of bounds, and it's the point going the other way. Great defense.
Yeah, that ball was up in the air. Kind of hard, really hard to tell who touched it last before it went out of bounds. That was a fight for it.
Another full court press from East Jackson. Nall able to lob this one up ahead for Owen to beat the press. And now back outside for Napoleon to slow down their offense. Davis has it near half court, and he's going to be bumped by Armstead on the foul.
Yeah, I did not see that one. I was looking at a different part of the floor. But one foul, not really that much of a harm. They're just going to inbound it here.
Lobbing it into the backcourt for Gavin Davis. Still 36-30, Napoleon over East Jackson. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Dish down low, poked loose, goes into the corner. Owen keeps it. Takes a dribble, lobs it back outside for Owen. Near half court, make it Tyler Nall. Guarded by Padgett. And Padgett trying to pick his pocket again. This time a reaching foul.
Making contact with, looked like when he was reaching with the left, he made contact with his elbow on the right. And that's what they called.
The point again inbounding as we got another foul on East Jackson. Really running into foul trouble in the fourth. It's on Padgett. Got 3 quick fouls and now 4 team fouls. So every defensive foul the rest of the way for East Jackson results in Napoleon free throws, and we still got 6 minutes left.
Yeah, shooting 2 the rest of the way. It's
that could really make an impact here in this game as Gavin Davis drives through, goes back outside. Now on the right for Nall. Hesitates through the lane, floater, one leg, no. And rebounded this time, a foul on Jaden Service.
Yeah, he went up and over. He was all over the back of the defender there. But nice move by Nall to get it, at least to get a shot off.
East Jackson up the floor trying to chip away at this deficit further. Mari Padgett to the top of the key, now to the left for Armstead. Back up top for Padgett, fires a 3 off right. Rebound chased to the corner by McLean. Now Napoleon up the floor. Trying to rebuild that lead again, led by as many as 13 here in the second half. McLean back outside, down low. Nall, pump fake over Padgett. No, gets his own rebound, goes back up with it, and he's fouled by Padgett. He's trying to advocate for the jump ball, but just like that, Padgett with 4 fouls.
3 quick fouls on Padgett there, you know, all within just a couple minutes of each other here in the fourth quarter.
That officially puts Napoleon in the bonus. That was a shooting foul anyways. So Tyler Nall at the line for 2 for the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. Leading the way with 11 points as he gets the shooter's touch on the first shot.
That was a shooter's touch. That nice little backspin. It just like it stood still as soon as it hit the front of the rim.
I'd like to shout out some more of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Fuller's Chem-Dry as the second free throw in for Nall. And now East Jackson needs to call time. 5:04 to go in this one in the fourth quarter. 38-30 lead for Napoleon. Back in 60 seconds here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
8-point lead for Napoleon. Final 5 minutes here in this one between Napoleon and East Jackson for our district first round game here from Hanover Horton High School. East Jackson out of the timeout. They've gone on runs in this one. We'll see if they can try to make this close again. Amari Paget, top of the key, gets a little bit of a screen on the left from Alexander. Able to hang on to it. He's playing with four fouls as well as Alexander. Lobbing it into the corner, back outside, deflected off the rim, it looks like. Now back through the lane, layup on the left hand, good by Olivier.
Yeah, just kind of imposing the will. That was good defense from Napoleon, just kind of forcing their way into the key and putting up kind of an awkward hook-looking shot.
Nall into the front court. Napoleon leading by six through the lane. Awkward layup. No, he was looking for the foul. Didn't get it. Now East Jackson with Alexander. Down low for Saunders. Takes a dribble. Pump fake. Back up and under. Tough shot. No, looked like that was blocked by McLean. East Jackson keeping it. Goes back outside with Olivier. Now for Paget on the right. Double team from the zone. Back outside for Olivier. Drives through the lane. Floater. He is fouled. It'll be before the shot.
That was a nice little jab step to the left to get the defender, and then he takes that Euro step to the right to get himself open. He just made contact before he puts the shot up in the air, so they called it on the floor.
38-32, East Jackson trailing here through the lane for Alexander. Reverse layup, Olivier, no. Alexander put back, no, and then a foul on the rebound. Alexander is done. If I am correct, with his five fouls now.
And, I mean, that was the right call. He goes up. He's going for the ball, but he gets all arm. He gets all right arm from forearm to elbow. Caused him to go down to the floor. So, yeah, he's done. If that's his fifth, he's done.
Yeah, and he just heads straight to the bench, so he is done. D'Angelo Alexander fouling out. And this will give Napoleon bonus free throws here at the line. Brenton Owen for these Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throws. 3:50 left in this one. We mentioned that all those quick fouls on East Jackson will definitely play a factor.
It changes the dynamic of the game. You lose the guys that have been out there, your leaders, you know, the whole time.
First free throw strong.
Now you're bringing a cold body out.
Brent Owen one more chance at the line as East Jackson, again, they will have to potentially limit their aggressiveness defensively. Defend all these free throws as McLean gets the second of two.
Yeah, nothing's finalized in this game yet. We've got under 4 minutes. You know, only 7 points are separating these two teams.
39-32, East Jackson trailing. 3:45 to go in the fourth. Passes back and forth around the perimeter. Paget into the corner. Head fake. Williams bounce pass down low for Saunders. And it's stolen away by Lucas Conaway.
You get that ball down low when you got a big man game going on underneath the hoop. It's not going to work out well. You got to keep that ball high.
All through the lane. Layup good on the right hand. Able to get a couple friendly bounces before dropping.
Nice little move underneath. Nice English off the glass, too.
41-32, Napoleon trying to pull away here. East Jackson on the baseline floater. No, but Armstead is fouled, and he will get two free throws.
Nice. He had a little soft little touch off of that one, but yeah, the contact made that one float away from it.
Three fouls on Nall. Third team foul. Now Anthony Armstead at the line for two. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws is the first free throw off. We'll have one more try. See, you're gifting Napoleon a lot of these free throws with the bonus, and now you can't even make your own free throws as he misses both. Napoleon up the floor with Gavin Davis, picks up the dribble, back outside for McLean. Couple dribbles, handoff. Tyler Nall near half court. Back for Davis. Guarded by Williams. Drives through, back outside McLean, through at the free throw line, kicks outside for A.J. Buckley on for the first time. Now at the free throw line, Conaway back through the lane. McLean layup too strong. Rebound tipped down to Padgett. East Jackson quickly the other way. Top of the key, Saunders on the left. Back to the corner. Williams, three, in and out. And the rebound saved by McLean to Nall. And another foul on Olivier.
It just felt like the last time down when Napoleon was on offense, they're just playing keep away for a good chunk of that. They burned up over a minute.
Yeah, trying to melt the clock away. Not a bad tactic here. Just 2:26 to go now in the fourth. 41-32 lead for Napoleon, and they get more bonus free throws here with Tyler Nall.
He's been pretty solid at the stripe tonight.
First free throw, yes.
I'm glad he made that, because as soon as I said it, I felt like I was going to be a jinx.
Usually we do get the jinx, unfortunately. Buckley to the bench, replaced by Jaden Service, playing with four fouls for Napoleon. And the second free throw in for Nall. Perfect from the line. He's got 17 points now. 2:20 left in this one. 11-point Napoleon lead. Padgett top of the key, off to the left for Saunders. Quick fire three, too strong. Rebound for Nall. I feel like he's got to have a double-double by this point with how many rebounds he's pulled in. Double-teamed in half court. Trying to get the steal away, and now a timeout called by the Pirates.
Time was running out when he was in that double team, so they called the time to keep the ball.
Could be a quick 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. 2:03 left in this one. And East Jackson, again, we can see if they can go on one of these late runs, but unfortunately Napoleon able to just really get their offense going, and it looks like the second half a lot more prepared for what East Jackson was throwing at them defensively.
Yeah, I feel like they've turned up the scrappiness a little bit on defense during the second half. That might have been one of the keys they discussed at halftime. I feel like in the first half they were just more or less depending on Napoleon East Jackson not making a shot. But they're sticking their hands in the being disruptive on the passes and just causing havoc down there and making it difficult for the Trojans.
Yeah, I would agree. In the first half, it was a lot of just straight-up missed wide-open shots for East Jackson, and it was like, okay, if they keep getting these good looks, they should be able to really take over. But those good looks have just dried up, and Napoleon making most of these shots tough. Timeout is over. Napoleon inbound near half court for Owen. Double-teamed, able to split the defense. And now a pass into the corner, a miscommunication. Service and McLean both trying to catch that pass right next to each other.
Yeah, they were both in the exact same spot. And, yeah, a miscue on offense.
East Jackson trying to take advantage here. So far, the fourth quarter scoring is 6-5 in favor of Napoleon. Leading by 11 over East Jackson with the ball down low for Saunders. Back outside Padgett. Quick fire three. Yes.
You string a couple threes together, that changes this game dramatically. Now they're in a full court press.
Now an 8-point lead for Napoleon. 90 seconds left, and now we got a deflection out of bounds. Last touch by East Jackson. Napoleon keeping the possession, but still going against the full court press.
Just make it difficult for them to get down the court. Even if it goes out of bounds on you, they still are keeping them down there, and they have to inbound it and start all over again.
Owen lobbing it up ahead to Davis, wide open. He's not going to go for the basket, just playing keep away here. Clock killing mode. Hand off for Nall. Takes a dribble back over for McLean. And now a handoff for Owen. And there's going to be a whistle here as East Jackson realizing the situation. They got a foul. Or they're going to call it out of bounds, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, Napoleon's just trying to pass it around. Even when they get doubled or triple team, they're just going to pass it around.
Now in the backcourt for Davis, able to get it into the front court. Back over for McLean. Double teamed immediately. Now back over for Nall. Stopping. Still just dribbling away. Just playing keep away. And now finally, Anthony Armstead comes in to commit the foul to send him to the line.
I was wondering when they were going to start doing that. They've been doing the double, triple team, trying to cause a turnover, but eventually you're going to have to send him to the stripe.
Well, especially you knew they were playing keep away once Gavin Davis got it in the open floor, and he just had a wide open layup and just decided to pull it back out, right. And that told you they're just trying to melt the clock away. Nall, first free throw, yes, stays perfect at the line.
Yeah, not the guy you want to foul.
Yeah, well, probably the last guy you want to foul on the floor. Lucas Conaway back on for Brent Owen for the Pirates. 104 left in this one. Now a 9-point lead over East Jackson. Make it 10 points now as Nall able to make both again.
He just cookie cuts those free throws. They all look exactly the same.
Yeah, perfect. They're on the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throws. Back outside Padgett. Pass fake. Three. Yes.
He found something late in the game. He found it. Draining those threes.
Now a 7-point deficit. They got a foul again, and they do get it with Armstead setting up two more free throws. They needed this run sooner.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But, you can't control when the streaks are going to happen, I guess. They're getting streaky right here at the end, making it interesting here. As the other varsity teams are getting antsy, wanting to take the court for our doubleheader.
Next game, of course, Hanover Horton and Vanderkook Lake in their district first round game. Winner of that game will take on Grass Lake on Wednesday. Winner of this one taking on Lumen Christie. First free throw in for Gavin Davis. He gets one more from the line here for these Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throws. Second free throw off. Rebound Olivier. Padgett pushing the pace. Dribbles to the top of the key. Back outside for Olivier. Through the lane. Floater off glass and in.
I kind of want to say that was almost uncontested. Your coach is just telling you not foul. Play smart on defense.
It's now 46-40. Napoleon over East Jackson. So still a chance in there, but they got to hope for missed free throws. First foul on Saunders. Now at the line, it's Gavin Davis, who just went one of two. First free throw, yes. He's got an even 10. The third Pirate in double-digit scoring. And it's a 7-point Napoleon lead, now a 3-possession lead.
Make or miss here. Napoleon just needs to get back on defense.
Got both. He's got 11, and it's an 8-point Napoleon lead as East Jackson quickly up the floor with Padgett. Quick fire, three again. That's off the mark. Rebound tipped away, and it's last touch by East Jackson. 25 seconds left. Napoleon ball up eight.
You're going to see a quick inbound pass and a quick foul.
And we're going to get make it a Napoleon timeout. Couldn't get it in soon enough, trying to prevent that turnover.
They did the wet blanket defense, had everybody covered. Nowhere to get that inbound pass.
So East Jackson, again, they're trying to foul, trying to get these misses, but might just unfortunately be too little too late at this point. 25 seconds left, that's tough. They're at the point, unfortunately, where they have to be, steal three, but a little bit of a chance, but as we mentioned, it just took them a little bit too long in this fourth quarter to get going offensively.
Well, and now they're in desperation mode. They're not really taking high percentage type shots like they were just a couple, 3 minutes ago when they were on that little bit of streak. Now they kind of have to throw them up as they get the opportunities here.
So Napoleon inbounding on the left side of the basket, going the full length of the floor. Inbound for Nall, fouled immediately by Saunders, and Nall gets another trip to the line.
Saunders giving him a nice big bear hug, leaving no wiggle room as to whether or not that was going to be called a foul.
He wanted to be sure of it. Hey, we've seen some of these games where, you know, sometimes those officials don't want to call those intentional fouls unless it's legit contact. So you got to make sure of it sometimes. Nall with 19 points now at the line for two. Now 20 with more Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. Got one more at the line, trying to make it a four-possession lead. And he does. 23 seconds left. East Jackson rolling the ball up the floor. Paget gets it at the midcourt. Dribbles off to the right. Splits the defense back outside into the corner. Three-pointer Armstead. That's off the side of the backboard. Rebound loose, and Napoleon gets it. Stripped away Paget. Pump fake. Oh, wow. He has Nall landing on him on that pump fake.
Yeah, that was a really good pump fake. You got Nall up in the air. And as, you know, he's jumping up, he's kind of jumping into a Nall that's falling on him. And, yeah, he's hurt on the floor. This is the last thing you want to see.
Yeah, Paget hurt. He's down. He's got the coaches checking on him. But, yeah, just pump fake. Nall jumping and pretty much landing right, yeah, like right on Paget's head. So, yeah, he's definitely in a lot of pain. 9.6 seconds left. Napoleon leading 50-40 over East Jackson. Still checking on Paget here. Still just looks like he's in pain. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, he's in pain. He's moving around.
Which is at least good. If he was completely motionless, that'd be definitely a bad sign.
That'd be horrific.
But yeah. All right, looks like get some movement here. We'll see if he can try to get up. And he does. Looks like he just needed a moment.
He's holding, like, the back of his neck.
Yeah, some pain. Looks like he'll probably have to leave the rest of this one. Might shoot these two free throws, though. Yeah, looks like they're going to get him off. Unfortunate.
Well, and that's the right call. I mean, if you're down on the floor and that much pain to take that much time to get off, then you do need to sit. You need to sit. And something obviously isn't right. And he's getting looked at over there by what I'm assuming is a trainer.
Yeah, looks like they're working on him. But got Saunders at the line for two. First free throw. Got it.
I think they're checking for, like, concussion or something.
Yeah, they might. Yeah, just the way that he came down and how long he was down for wouldn't surprise me. It would be probably the smart thing to do. Saunders' second free throw off the mark. 9-point lead for Napoleon. We had an inadvertent buzzer right there. Yeah, missed free throw and then just a regular rebound. So Napoleon going up the floor. Looks like that'll do it. East Jackson done fouling. And final score. Napoleon 50 and East Jackson 41 as Napoleon moving on into the next round to the district semifinals. They'll be taking on the Lumen Christi Titans on Wednesday.
Green and white versus the green and gold. And, hey, you come here to play the games. It's just not going to be an easy task on Wednesday for this Napoleon team. We've seen Lumen in action. And that's a team that plays up. They play up beyond Division III a good chunk of their schedule. So, yeah, you come here to win this game to advance on, but it's going to be a different experience, something this Napoleon team hasn't experienced yet this season.
We're going to step aside for a little bit, and then we're going to talk things over what we just saw in that one for the East Jackson Schools postgame show. That's going to come up as, once again, final score, Napoleon wins 50-41 over East Jackson. Post-game show coming up in 3 minutes here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Now in the East Jackson Schools postgame show for our first game this evening, Napoleon taking down East Jackson 50-41. As it was pretty much just that run at the start of that third quarter. It was tied at halftime at 16. Very defensive, low-scoring first half, and then boom, Napoleon quick 10-0 run in the first 3 minutes, and that they were pretty much just able to maintain that advantage the rest of the way.
They started the game on a run. They started the second half on a run. And, yeah, just scrappy defense and just a little bit smarter with the ball when they needed to be during that second half. And that proved to be the formula for success for the Napoleon Pirates.
Yeah, and East Jackson, they were able to really lock down defensively after that initial quick start for Napoleon. They locked down defensively the rest of that first half and able to get their offense going, able to get them back in it and go into halftime tied. But then, unfortunately, they just really couldn't get their offense going the second half. Credit Napoleon for making those defensive adjustments, getting those one of those wide open shots away, really limiting those. And then just Napoleon, it really wasn't until the last 2 minutes when, you know, it's probably too little too late, that's when they finally started to make shots.
Well, East Jackson found themselves, you know, a couple of the key guys in a little bit of foul trouble, playing with a little bit of desperation on defense. When you're able to pick pockets all game long, then all of a sudden start to get a little sloppy with it. And that's what happened. They started to get the fouls, had a couple of the key guys getting foul trouble. Napoleon took advantage of it once one of their guys went down on the bench. And, yeah, Napoleon just controlled when they needed to during that second half.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there at the beginning of the fourth quarter, those quick fouls, they had just one team foul, and then bam, 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 three back-to-back-to-back quick fouls, pretty much all in the same inbounds. And that pretty much just did them in terms of fouls, because then from that point on, Napoleon able to get a ton of free throws, and that was able to limit East Jackson's aggressiveness the rest of the way defensively. Napoleon able to get a lot more easy scores, and when East Jackson was aggressive, boom, they were just sending Napoleon to the line. So that really pretty much killed any chances of a late comeback by East Jackson, which is pretty much what we saw in that December game. They were able to make that late comeback, able to really steal the lead right at the end. And it was the same thing. They never led until the last, like, minute, and able to steal that one from Napoleon. But Napoleon, they learned their lesson from that December game, and they were able to make sure that didn't happen again.
You keep sending Nall to the line, it's going to be counterproductive for you.
Yeah.
Because he's just money. Every time he shoots from the stripe, it's going in. So, yeah, you got to try to get the foul so you can get the clock stopped, so you can get the change of possession. But with the way the rules are now, you're not shooting one and one, you're shooting two. Doesn't matter if you're putting Nall there. He's going to make two of them anyway.
Speaking of Nall, he led the way with the scoring as he finished with 21 points for the Napoleon Pirates. Gavin Davis also chipping in 11. Brenton Owen with 10. Brady McLean with 6. Jaden Service with 2. Meanwhile, for East Jackson, leading scorer was Amari Paget with 19 points. A lot of three-pointers. We had make it 8 points, KJ Olivier, 7 points for D'Angelo Alexander, and 3 points each for Anthony Armstead and Jeremiah Williams. Mark W. Daly, any final thoughts on our East Jackson-Napoleon game?
Well, I think I started the post-game show with my final thoughts. Great win for Napoleon here tonight, but, I mean, it's no secret what Lumen's bringing.
Yeah.
That is going to be a mountain for Napoleon. But, hey, I mean, one of the things that makes this sport so great, we see it every March, is the Cinderella story. Is that going to be Napoleon's story this year?
Yeah. You never know. Anything can happen. We mentioned it. Very successful regular season last few years. Didn't get the postseason success. You never know. Maybe a year where they don't have that much regular season success, they happen to go on a run.
That's
never know.
What's called a trap game for those teams that are expected to win. They come in expecting to win. And all of a sudden, you know, the little David takes over Goliath.
That'll do it for the East Jackson Schools post-game show for our first game this evening. One more time, final score, Napoleon 50, East Jackson 41. Napoleon improving to 10-13. East Jackson, their season comes to an end at 11-12. And we mentioned Wednesday, Napoleon will be taking on Lumen Christi right here on these airwaves and in this building, Hanover Horton High School.